Hey, it's 9:10 now here on Del Aware. I'm Peter MacArthur. Welcome in. Tuesday, March 23rd. Clearly, you are familiar with the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, and you know that a bunch of the money went to individuals. A bunch of the money went to businesses. But also, there's a big chunk of this money going to local governments. Here in Delaware, a big chunk of that money lands on the desk, almost literally, of State Treasurer Colleen Davis, who's joining us this morning. Colleen, hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thank you. How does this process work? This money comes into Delaware, and then it becomes your responsibility for a time.
Yeah, that's right. So the federal government has sort of guaranteed that they will get those funds out within 60 days of passing the act, and that's been done. And so we're sort of on a countdown for those 60 days. Once we receive those, I'll have 30 days to get those funds out to roughly 55 smaller non-entitlement municipalities. And so it's going to be a little bit of a rapid dance. And so we're in the process of making sure that we solidify a process so that small towns can go ahead and receive those funds.
Clarify for people what non-entitlement municipalities are.
Yeah, so it's anyone, any municipality that does not receive block grants. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be all three counties, Wilmington and Dover. Other than that, if you live in a little town, you can expect that your local government is going to be receiving some funds.
So we're talking about 55 of these communities, if you will. And what's the dollar amount we're talking about here?
Well, there's a range. It's based upon the census data. I can tell you that the city of Newark will be receiving the largest amount. And then the town of Hartley will be receiving the smallest amount. And all of that is based upon population.
Yeah. Is the math on this as to what each will get, is that all worked out ahead of time? Or is that something you have to do when the money arrives?
No, you know, thank goodness it's all worked out ahead of time. So I don't have much to do with that. I simply have to verify that each and every municipality is applying for the funds.
Yeah.
And that they receive them securely.
Are there conditions as to how municipalities have to spend this money? I'm guessing they're probably kind of broad if there are, but what are they?
Yeah, so it is pretty broad. Essentially, we've been given the dictate to spend the funds on revenue shortfalls. So in any ways that you've experienced, if you're in a town, you know, a revenue shortfall or maybe an increased cost due to the pandemic. Right now, we're waiting for the U.S. Treasury to give us a little bit more guidance. And we saw the same sort of process when we received the CARES Act funds. You know, we sort of didn't have a ton of guidance as to how we could utilize the funds and things like that. In fact, I think that early on, we weren't sure if we could invest in the short term those tax dollars, which is a big part of what I do. And in the end, we did invest those cash dollars and were able to produce an additional $20,000 to $30,000 a month on the CARES Act monies. And these funds related to the American Rescue Plan will come in so quickly and go back out so quickly that we won't have time to invest them and allow them to grow.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I really want them to get into the hands of the folks that are going to be making those decisions for each and every town.
There's been so much talked about with the rescue plan about the importance of fast action here, that's really not a consequential part of the deal. That's really an important part of the deal.
Yes, yeah, because what ends up happening, and this is sort of, you've got to really read those 600 some odd pages really closely, which myself and my team have done. If we don't follow that timeline, we'll actually be responsible for those funds. So what will happen is the feds will, let's say we miss a town, and the town met the deadline and you know, what should have been in receipt of those funds, it'll come out of our allotment. And so, you know, so it's really essential that we get this done quickly and correctly.
Yeah.
But also for the fact that we've really advocated for this type of process. You know, for the last several months, we've got a close relationship with the administration in D.C., and we've really asked that small towns receive these funds directly. And so I'm really grateful that that has come through and that we're able to get these funds to folks.
State Treasurer Colleen Davis joining us here on Del Aware. Let me ask you this. So much of your work is done on the state level, which makes sense as state treasurer. Working with the federal government, big learning curve there as to how they operate and how it might be different from the way, you know, you might do things in your office?
Well, we are very unique in Delaware. You know, we sort of, if you call my office, you're likely to be able to get in touch with me directly. And one of the things that happens in D.C. is, you know, you talk to people that are sort of several levels down the ranks of the individual that you want to speak to. And so it is a little bit of a learning curve. But, you know, the nice thing is that we still have a really great connection and a close conduit to the folks that are making the decisions. And so it's a learning curve, but it's also been pretty similar to how we operate here at the state.
So you mentioned that right now we're kind of just in that window of waiting for the money to arrive and at which point it will be dispersed to these local governments, huh?
That's right. And so much of my time in the work up to it is just to basically create a fillable page so that folks can come to my website and essentially put in their details and ensure that we're securely getting those funds over to them. And I've been doing a lot of outreach to our mayors. I spoke to a handful of local mayors yesterday just to let them know that the funds are coming and that that we're working on it.
So should they be, we have some that listen, should they, these heads of local governments that you speak of, should they be doing any pre-work on this?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is there's a 75% of the annual budget threshold. And so essentially what that means is whatever your annual budget is, you just have to be able to certify it and take a look at it. Let us know that the funds that you're going to be receiving are within that 75% threshold and then certify it. So we're going to have a method for uploading some of those documents. And then also we've got to make sure that we can securely wire those funds to each and every entity. And some of that, depending on the amount of funds, sometimes requires collateralization and things like that. And it just depends on the institution that you're doing business with. So we're sort of in the process of verifying all of those items.
Pretty precise methodology in place, as it should be.
Yeah. Again, just because there's certainly a risk, and we've been through this with the CARES Act, and so hopefully we'll get this done as quickly as possible, so that again, I just speaking with mayors yesterday, I'm hearing all sorts of ways in which they plan to utilize those funds. Really critical, and it's going to be extremely helpful for each and every citizen in their local municipality. So it's going to be really great, and I'm excited to get them those funds and get them making those decisions for the folks.
State Treasurer Colleen Davis joining us here on Del Aware. Well, of course, wish you good luck with it. A lot of work to do, but hopefully we get to see, you know, some of the fruits of the labor not far down the road. So thanks very much for the time and the info.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You take care.
Okay, you as well.